And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Thursday morning, and it's Chamber Day here on the show. We speak with a member of the Chamber usually once a month, and we've got two members here, so we're a little lucky today. We've got Darren Solden, Director of Economic Development from the Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Charla Meisenheimer is also here. She's the Director of Membership with the Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Of course, third Thursday of the month is a big day for the Chamber. Not only do they get to be on KMAN, which is probably the peak of the day for them. Also Good Morning Manhattan, which I know is from 7:30 to, is it 8:30? Does it go all the way to 9 o'clock?
Nope. Actually, it's the program typically starts at 7:45, and we try to wrap up by 8:30, 8:20 to get people back into the office. So. But yes, it was great this morning. We had another great attendance level, and we were able to hear from Kevin Ingram and all the great things that they're doing there as the president of the Manhattan Christian College and what they bring into the community and where they're at with their enrollment and how that's all progressing for them. We heard from Tara Grubb, who is this year's chair for our HYPE program, and I know Darren's going to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later today. And then we wrapped up with Commissioner John Ford telling us about some of his priorities that he has moving forward as we go into 2021 with the Riley County Commission. So some great speakers, and we always enjoy that, an opportunity to spread some information in the community.
You know, I've been doing this with a lot of my guests here this month because it's amazing how different things are from where we were at 1 year ago. Last year, probably at this time when I had Jason on, we were talking about just kind of the sadness of events being canceled and things closing up. And here we are now a year later, we're getting vaccines in people. We're seeing restrictions loosened. And I think there's a lot more optimism here in the business community. What would you say to that?
I can't agree more. I think the other part to that, and you know, Darren certainly can chime in anytime, but it's spring and it's time, right? Like you just feel like everything's blooming, everything's opening, everything, the sky is blue. Hopefully no more negative 18 degree weather. So, you know, all the things are happening. Everything is new and refreshing. It's time. So yeah, I would absolutely agree with you on that. And our business owners are so welcoming and ready to see everybody. And I know if you drive down Points, the platforms were full on Saturday night, and the restaurants are doing great. And same thing with, you know, our retail establishments as well. So please count hashtag shop local all the time, but it's time to get back in the stores.
Yeah. And I know that at least anecdotally, I mean, especially the last, you know, 2-3 weeks, we've seen a lot of activity and, you know, the numbers, there's a couple month lag in the reporting when it comes to things like sales tax numbers. So we can't say officially until we'll see those numbers a few months from now, but definitely feels like there's been a strong uptick over the course of the last 2-3 weeks. And like Charla said, folks are out and about and engaging. You're starting to see more and more events. And I think that, you know, I just would commend a lot of the organizations and folks at our Young Professionals Group HYPE, but tomorrow is a perfect example with their annual meeting, you know, that are really taking the appropriate steps to be safe and make sure that you know, they're very aware yet of the current situation we're in from a health standpoint, but being safe, but welcoming folks back and making sure that there's that people are able to get out and network and engage with others and whether that be in a social setting or in a business setting. And, you know, we saw it with the 2A state basketball tournament last week and weekend as well. So it's really exciting to see folks back in that regard and some of these activities going on. And again, I think across the board, and Commissioner Ford made some comments this morning on our Good Morning Manhattan program, but, you know, as difficult as this all is, this is really a great community to pull through, and people have done as much as, you know, there's sometimes differences of opinion and otherwise, folks have done a really nice job. And I think we've seen a lot of that here recently as things begin to really ramp up again.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you mentioned the events coming back. You know, it's kind of weird when you're so used to someone like me working in news and you promote events constantly. Hey, this is coming up. Be sure to check out the website. But we're seeing a lot more of that. I was reading this morning, there's a fish fry going on for a couple of the fraternities and sororities here tomorrow. And I don't remember seeing too many fish fries the last year or so. So, I mean, that's neat to see where community events are coming back. And I know ribbon cuttings are coming back, too.
They are. We're super excited. So, obviously, we put those on hold for almost a little over a year now. So, our first one will be actually this Saturday, March the 20th. We're going to help cut the ribbon at Genesis Health Clubs. So, you be sure to join us at 11 o'clock for that. On the 25th, Douglas Center will be cutting a ribbon on their new facilities there, as well as Moe's Original Barbecue. And if you haven't tried their barbecue, it is something. So, please feel free to join us at Moe's at 4 o'clock. And I think you might have some samples going at that time. So we'll have to see. On April the 1st, Nico's in Little Italy, Nico's Little Italy in Aggieville. It's not in Little Italy, it's in Aggieville. We'll be cutting their ribbon on April the 1st. It's not going to be a joke at all, but it'll be at 4 o'clock, and they have some amazing food. I was there. And then on April the 24th, which is again a Saturday at 11:45, we're going to help cut the ribbon for Eat the Frog Fitness. And I know they have their franchise individual that's coming to you is an Olympian, a gold medal Olympian who will be in town and sharing some of that. So we're excited to be able to help them cut the ribbon and start some new and fresh things here in Manhattan.
Yeah. A lot of these businesses that are established now. They've been here. I know you mentioned the couple of restaurants. I've been to both of them since they opened, and they're great establishments. But yeah, this is a good opportunity for maybe almost for them to reach out to audiences that don't know who they are.
Right. And how awesome, both of those obviously, opened during COVID, during this last year. And so, again, it speaks to what Darren was talking about our community and how we rally and how we support one another. That's pretty great that we had businesses like that opened. So we're thrilled with that.
Now, I know a couple weeks ago, or it's maybe been 3 weeks, the chamber had the annual meeting and you presented some awards, and I thought it was nice that was able to happen in person too. And maybe was that the first event that's happened at the new constructed, what is it, the event center there over there by the Hilton?
Right. I don't know. I can't guarantee that it was the first one, but it was one of the first ones that we certainly had in person for that many. So we did have 150 that attended in person. And then we broadcast it live on our Facebook page. And so anyone is welcome to go to our Facebook page and you can view that that meeting. Again, just like what you were talking about, everyone wants to be safe and considerate. And so our typical annual meetings are 600 people. So we were able to, with the guidance of the health department, do a successful event for 150. And I think it went really, really well. Every year, we always give out two awards. This year, we gave out three. Our first time for a Young Professional of the Year award. And we were proud to be able to establish that for Jeff Sackrider. Many of you might know Jeff. He works at WTC and is in About Town. And he is also part of Insight MHK. So a lot of good things that happened with that. Larice Shope was our outgoing chair, and she gets to be, she was the one who was instrumental in selecting our winners this year. So she made some great choices. Our second award winner, which is the C. Clyde Jones, a volunteer of the year. Those of you who don't know C. Clyde, you are missing out. He is a gentleman through and through, a true ambassador to Manhattan and all those around, a great individual. And the Volunteer of the Year award went to Lucy Williams, and she's with the Trust Company. Lucy has been instrumental in many things that she has done throughout our community, and an award well deserved. Sorry. And then our Lud Fisher Citizen of the Year award went to Neil Horton. Neil's with Meyer Construction, and I'm sure I've heard of Neil, I've seen Neil, has been around, again, pushing the great things that happen here in Manhattan. And so all three of those award winners were recognized that night. Again, if you haven't seen it and haven't had the opportunity to hear them, or Laurie, as she recapped our 2020 year, and Mark Beauchamp, as he laid out what 2021 will be looking like for the chamber, I would highly encourage you to just jump right on that the Facebook page and see the recording. I will share that the recording truly starts about 15 minutes in, because we did have a slide that kind of hung out there for a little bit as people were, so they knew the right place. So don't Feel free to fast forward about 15 minutes in there and you'll get to our meeting.
All right. Sounds good. Let's take our first break here. We're talking chamber today on In Focus. Darren Solden and Charlotte Meisenheimer joining us. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes.